Hey, I'm Cecilia Bedilia, and you are listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey there, welcome to episode number 33 of Hardwick Sound. I am Caleb Hardwick. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have some awesome stuff lined up for you. Let's introduce everybody who's going to be here on this fun little episode. Let's start with my older brother.
Hi.
Hey, Noah.
You
Do
are...
Do I have a nickname?
Yeah, this week you are the Blaylock Dome.
What?
Do you get that at all?
No.
Okay. The Blaylock Dome. Blaylock means black hair. Dome means your head.
Oh. It sounded like a Sherlock Holmes novel.
Yeah, Blaylock Dome, Sherlock Holmes. Hey, and it's also kind of like, I don't know, maybe it's the name of your next novel or something.
Yeah, I was thinking it sounded like maybe I should write a Sherlock Holmes novel. With
the Blaylock Dome. All right, Seth, you're next.
Okay, so I was making those weird gestures at you, trying to convince you to do me first. Because you never do me first.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do.
I did you first last week. You were the famous
bachelor. Would you please let us know how many times Seth has gone first?
You were first last week because you were the human spatula.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Seth, this week your nickname is Bald Bigfoot.
Huh?
Bald Bigfoot.
Bald?
Why do I always have to say Seth twice?
Because it's that terrible.
Because you're like Bigfoot, but bald.
I have big feet?
On your head, not on your... Okay. Yes. No.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Look, do you... Okay.
Let's just move on with the plot.
Okay.
Bald Bigfoot. Okay. Hey, and also joining us this week is a very special guest. Joining us this week is Cecilia Bedilia. What's up, Cecilia?
Oh, I'm being on this podcast, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably the most exciting thing that's happened to you.
All the hour.
Ever.
Maybe.
Maybe. Cecilia?
No, yeah, it's exciting.
Do you have any nicknames besides Cecilia Bedilia?
Yeah, well, I guess that's my nickname, yeah.
I'm assuming Bedilia isn't your real surname.
No.
Yeah, but that would be so cool.
It would be cool, but it's not.
I had a
teacher in first grade call me that, so that ended up being my YouTube handle.
Awesome. So, I mean, like any other nicknames? What is your? Do you have like your little brother call you, or you know?
My youngest brother calls me Seiya, but that's just because he just can't pronounce my name yet.
Right. Gotcha. So this is Cecilia. She has a YouTube channel on YouTube because that's where YouTube channels are. I looked at, you know. I put together a few things about Cecilia. She is 18, correct?
Yep.
18. She's from Pennsylvania.
Yep. Wow, I think that's the first caller we've had from Pennsylvania.
That, you know, is that our longest phone caller ever?
Well, I don't know.
It depends on where Caleb Mabry was on the bus while they were traveling to New Mexico. I think they had just left, so they were probably still in like Missouri, or maybe Kansas. So
what about Josh the Bat Boy?
Oh, well, that's right. He's from all the way from Montreal.
That's right.
Yeah. Good point. So Pennsylvania. That's still probably our longest phone call.
But wait, wasn't he in Florida training?
Well, he's called from both.
Okay.
Yeah, he's called from both. You're a college student.
Yep, I am.
Studying biology?
Yeah, biology.
It's weird how much I know about you just by
watching
your videos. You're working to become a vet?
Yes.
And how's that going?
It's going great. I'm excited and I get to like job shadow. I mean, I can't do a lot yet because I'm just undergraduate freshman, but you know.
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's just like medical school, they say.
I've heard it's harder than medical school.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you don't know people who've done both, so it's like no one can accurately say that it's harder, but
that's a good point.
A lot of people,
How would you know if you haven't done both? Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
And you're also an occasional podcast guest.
As of right now, yes.
At least as of right now. A couple other things I've picked up about Cecilia in watching some of her videos. Apparently, she has this thing for cats.
I love cats.
Okay, so Caleb showed me some of your videos. I don't ever get on YouTube. So he was showing me some of your videos earlier. And it's like every other scene, it was a cat. So what's with you and cats?
I don't know. I just really like them. They're just the perfect pet, I think.
Yeah, well, I was trying to convince Seth that it was okay just because, like, you take more of a Garfield-y approach towards your cats and not so much, like, the really cutie pie prissy cat stuff. So we appreciate that. Let me see if I got this right. Jasper, Leo, and Lucy.
Yep.
So you have three cats. Ding.
I have three.
Sweet. I got it. That should be worth something. When you know the names of somebody else's cats, that's...
That's rough.
That might be getting in stalker category. I don't know. Okay, so a few common interests I picked up on. You like Star Trek.
I love Star Trek so much.
Well, that's better than cats.
I was going to say, Noah finally has something to talk about on this show.
Noah is our resident Trekkie.
Yeah, I saw on your website you're all listed like Star Trek.
When were we talking?
Did you look at our about page by chance?
That we were captains and ensigns. Yeah. And gotcha. That's right.
I appreciated that because I list myself as chief medical officer on things.
That'd be fun. We could add Cecilia onto the page as chief medical officer. Yeah. Well, what? Okay. So assuming that's all true, what does that make Corey?
Noah.
He's the red shirt that gets shot all the time.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, you know, on Star Trek, if you're a new character, you're probably going to die.
Oh, yeah.
So, Cecilia, you're the new character on our episode. You're probably going to get killed off. So, sorry about that. But you also like some other things. You like Reliant K?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Again, that's more of Noah and Seth territory. But
indeed.
What's some of your favorite Reliant K songs?
Oh, Candlelight might be my favorite.
I like that one. That's probably my favorite album.
It's so sweet. Yeah, that album is definitely my favorite. I listen to it way too much.
And you at least have some interest in Legos.
Ooh.
Yeah, my little brothers love Legos, so I may or may not have a Lego version of myself in my room, but other than that.
Who doesn't?
With all these interests, why did you lead with cats, Caleb?
I didn't. That was just part of her bio.
Oh,
we have Legos and Star Trek.
Look,
and Reliant
this
K,
is,
and you talk
this
about
was her
cats.
Bio. Her bio was 18-year-old Pennsylvanian YouTuber, occasional podcast guest, and cat owner. Is that sum it up?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
college student. College student. That was in there too. So Legos. You mentioned you liked the Lego movie.
Oh, that movie is so good. Every time I watch it, I notice something new.
Exactly, right? There's so many little gags in it.
What'd you just say, Noah?
I said, who didn't?
Okay.
Yeah, who didn't like the Lego movie? I mean, what's wrong with you? And then one of your videos, you made a reference to Ninjago.
Ninjago is great. I've watched every single episode multiple times.
I'm not really familiar with Ninjago, but...
Nor am I, and I'm a full-on Lego geek.
Yeah, Seth is our full-on Lego geek, doing all sorts of amazing Lego
Speaking
stuff.
Of which, anyone who might be watching our live stream, I will be at Cal's Con in downtown Little Rock at the main library Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with Arklug with an awesome Lego display.
Yep. So Seth is always building amazing things with Legos. So check that out, everybody. That'll be awesome. Let's see. And also, I found out at the very end of one of your videos that you are familiar with Lutheran satire.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I took like theology classes in high school and stuff.
And it's interesting just because we stumbled upon that not that long ago and we really love that channel. So occasionally... Every now and then you see a reference to it, and so we appreciate that.
Are you sure about really love it?
I didn't say that. The guy who makes them is a little out there sometimes, but anyway. Okay, a couple other things. Oh, of course, I have to just mention the common interest for me and you is probably in the whole blimey cow inner tube world, so we can get into that in a minute, but... So you told me in the live stream the other night that you were never homeschooled.
No, I wasn't. I went to a Christian school, though. So I feel like I was homeschooled, like the Blimey Cow homeschool video. Basically everything they say, except for the whole my parents were my teachers thing, it all applies to me.
So, right. So
I led a good life still.
So which homeschool things do you identify with the most?
The being sheltered, all the books and movies they talk about watching.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Buttercream Gang. You familiar with that?
No, not super familiar with that.
Wow, that's a great movie. You should watch it. Adventures in Odyssey.
I actually didn't listen to Adventures in Odyssey. That is like the one major homeschool thing I never was into.
One strike against Cecilia.
That's two strikes.
All my friends really liked it and talked about it a lot, but I didn't. I guess I didn't understand what podcasts were. Now, I guess it's not a podcast; it's a radio program.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand what it was until I was older, and I've been meaning to get into it. I just never have. But that's like the one thing that's like.
I'm not sure now is the time to get into it. for the first time in history, like Odyssey costs money to listen to. So anyway,
really?
Yeah, because they have these Adventure Club episodes that you can't hear unless you pay for. So it's like you get like half an episode every year instead of a full 12 or 14 or whatever.
Interesting.
All right. Hey, guys, by the way, so what's just been going on? What's new with y'all? Anything exciting been happening? Noah, what's been up with you?
Well, I'm just going to say this because we were talking about homeschool movies and stuff. And
sure.
I wrote a long Facebook post today, and I titled it, "It Just So Happens the MP3 Is Only Mostly Dead."
And how is that relevant?
It's a Princess Bride quote.
Only mostly dead.
Oh, mostly dead. Like Billy Crystal dead.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because everybody's been writing articles saying the MP3 is dead, so I just had to make a joke about it.
Why is the MP3 dead? I still use it all the time.
That's another podcast topic.
That's another podcast topic. So let's see. What else have we been doing? Okay, you went and played Giant Catan on Saturday.
Yeah. You and Seth played Catan, and Seth made us lose. If he had followed my advice, we'd have won.
Catan, whatever.
What? Go fast so we get an extra turn?
No, I wanted to build a city on the other one where they wouldn't put the knight.
All right, okay, guys. We get it. Cecilia, are you familiar with Settlers of Catan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Yeah, I played it a couple times.
Sweet. We were playing Giant Catan at Little Rock, North Little Rock Mini Maker Fair.
Yeah,
so
they had just taken like and sprayed hexagons in the grass and then filled it with like wood chips for wood and for what else was there? Rocks and sheep. It was just a giant board, and then there were little roads made out of 2x4s.
They didn't have enough roads.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think it could be better.
Yeah, I think we could make a better one.
I think so. We should build a giant Catan board.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, let's do it. It'd be fun. Then we could host tournaments and people could pay us for it and stuff. So let's see. What else have we been doing? Me and Seth went on a float trip.
That is true.
On the Saline River with the Franks.
That's also true.
Or 2/3 of them.
Correct.
Right, yeah.
Well, now all three of them were there, but only two of them actually went floating.
Gotcha. That was fun. I actually was surprised how much the stream got going.
Yeah, for that little section.
In that one little section, yeah. Yeah, so that was awesome. Cecilia, what's been new with you? Anything exciting?
I'm taking a summer course called Cell Culture and Tissue Engineering.
What?
I said exciting.
I love. What did you just say?
Cell Culture and Tissue Engineering.
Tissue. What is that?
I don't really know.
All I know is if you're taking that class, you have to be smarter than us.
No, I promise I'm not. I'm just in it. No, we're like working with cells and dissecting stuff.
Cells and dissecting stuff. That sounds interesting.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Anything else been going on? Oh, we had the part of the book sale today.
That is true.
And Jacob and Kara were over.
Yeah.
We'll hear some stuff from Kara in a few minutes.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is. So we'll have some fun clips with Kara in a minute. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much some of the exciting stuff that's been going on lately.
Segway.
So, Cecilia, let's talk about your YouTube stuff going on. We mentioned this earlier before we started recording, that you were named after a song?
Yes, I was.
Is it the same song or in the video or is it not?
The song in my videos is a cover of the original.
Oh, okay. So sort of, yeah. So you can sort of say you're named after the song in your video.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm named after the words of the song, but not the song that they sing in my videos, I think, came out after I was born. But the original is by Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
It's called Cecilia.
So are your parents Simon and Garfunkel fans, or how did this happen?
I don't know, apparently.
Okay. You might want to ask your parents how that happened. I don't.
They did like Simon and Garfunkel, but I think that it was just like they played on the radio a lot in the 1990s and decided that they liked it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, yeah, you have a YouTube account with a song about your name, which is kind of cool. I don't know if there are any songs about my name. That'd be weird, kind of. Yeah. Anyway, so your YouTube channel is Cecilia Bedelia. Yeah, everybody listening can go look that up. It is the home of multiple viral videos, including, and these are just a handful that I'm going to mention, what to get your cat for Christmas.
What do you get your cat for Christmas?
A puppy, apparently.
I see the Garfield joke.
Yeah, exactly. okay, voles are friends, not food. I'm not even totally sure what a vole is, but...
It's a rodent.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have voles in Arkansas, or what's... Probably. I probably just thought they were a mouse. And most recently, our most recent viral video is Grandma Goes to New York City. By the way, your grandma is awesome.
I know, she is awesome.
Like, the videos with your grandparents are definitely the best.
I know, everyone says I need to put more grandma on my videos.
I just like the one where, I guess it was your grandfather was just out mowing the yard behind everything that was going on.
Also, the only video he watched.
the only one I saw with grandparents, okay.
Actually, I don't know, that might have been dad or a neighbor or somebody.
It might have been.
I'm not sure what video that is.
I think it was Cecilia's Big Adventure.
It was the one where your bike gets stolen.
That was my dad.
It was probably
it was your dad. Okay.
I mean, it was long ways in the distance. You can't really tell. You just see a mower go across in the background.
You misinformed me then, Caleb.
I don't know. Your dad hasn't been in any videos that I've seen, so I assumed maybe it was grandfather. I don't know.
He's been in a couple, but
I've seen like the season 4 and that's all, so I don't know.
That's okay, the first 3 seasons are garbage.
Oh really? Well, that's okay,
that describes our show. We have so much in common.
We're still on season 1 now, so
our show is still garbage.
Yeah. Cecilia, so how long have you been making this stuff?
I've been posting on YouTube for 4 years, but I did a whole year of episodes that aren't on YouTube and never will be.
Oh really? Why is that?
Because they're terrible.
Really? So
with an iPod Touch 4th generation, so it's pretty bad.
Right. Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
That's what I listen to my music on.
How did you get started in making videos at all?
I don't really know. I feel like I didn't have a present for my mom, so I made a video about my mom like a long time ago, and then I was like, hey, this is fun, and I'm actually not that bad at it.
Yeah, you're really not. I mean, you have good sense for editing and for comedy, I think. So, yeah.
Thanks.
So, I kind of discovered your YouTube channel through basically it all ties back to Blimey Cow.
Everything does.
Everything, everywhere, always ties back to Blimey Cow. That's how, we've talked about that on this podcast before. Not a whole lot, but we have talked about it with Corey.
And several other times.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, so the Blimey Cow, the YouTube channel that has a lot of Christian subculture, homeschool type stuff going on in it, kind of like our podcast. And I discovered Blimey Cow until after this podcast started, so I can't credit Blimey Cow for anything. But anyway, one of the guys on Blimey Cow, Josh, has a podcast called The Inner Tube. And in The Inner Tube, he does, with a guy named Kevin, have a, I don't know, I think we can agree it's a cult, but nobody wants to call it that. A cult called The Inner Tube, or The Inner Circle, I should say. Oh, no, The Inner Cult. Let's call it that. The Inner Cult.
It's a cult, but Kevin can basically tell us to do anything, and I think we would all do it.
And basically, it's just a list of associated content that they approve of. They're like, hey, we acknowledge this exists. And somehow, I don't know how, you managed to find your way in.
I don't really know how I managed to find my way in either. Hey, really lucky.
Yeah. Can you, put in a word for us?
Yeah. You're on The Inner Circle. Why don't you say, hey, Josh?
Do
you
really want to join a cult, though?
Yeah, that's a good point. Do we? Hey, I found Cecilia's pod or videos through the Inner Circle, so maybe somebody would find us that way, you know. Anyway, so yeah, they were like, "Hey, we've inducted. Is that the real? Is that the correct?"
Abducted, yeah, I think is the abducted. Proper one in cult terms.
Abducted. You've been abducted into the inner cult. Yeah. So yeah, you got in and you were the one of the first two girls.
Yep. That was exciting.
Coincidentally, you're one of the first two girls on this podcast. The only other one is our cousin, so that almost doesn't really count.
And our mom.
Our mom doesn't count either.
Yeah.
The first non-family member female on this podcast. So,
cool.
Yeah, you're special there.
Not on my resume.
Yeah. First non-family member female on Hardwick Sound.
We apply to, you know, get in at a veterinary clinic or something. You can put that on your resume.
Yeah.
I definitely will. It'll totally help me get into vet school.
Yep. One of the things that I immediately liked about your YouTube channel is your liberal use of Baby Elephant Walk.
Yes, that's like, it's the perfect music for almost everything.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yes, that's the music from the episode of The Simpsons where Homer becomes the mascot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. It's amazing how many things I would have absolutely no idea what they are if it wasn't for The Simpsons.
It is true.
I have learned so much of my pop culture from them. But yeah, anyway, Baby Elephant Walk. Yeah, it is. And you also like Sunshine, Lollipops, all that stuff. So
yeah,
use that several times.
I've only heard that on The Simpsons too.
It probably is on The Simpsons.
It
I
is.
Don't know.
I heard it.
So, hey, anyway, I was watching some of your videos today with a very special guest. That was Miss Kara. I think we'll let Kara introduce herself when Seth gets the clip ready. When you're ready, Seth, play clip one. Okay, tell me your name and how old you are.
My name is Kara, and I'm 10 years old.
Okay, we're about to watch some videos on YouTube called Cecilia Bedelia. What do you think about that?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like it might be like a comedy type. So.
Okay, well, let's watch and find out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that was the start of our journey into YouTube with Kara.
Sounds like it could be a show in its own right.
I know.
YouTube with Kara.
Hey,
we get Kara on the show.
This is the Kara Watching YouTube podcast. So, yeah, this is what happened when we let Kara watch some Cecilia Bedelia. Play the second clip. Okay, Kara, what did you think of that?
It was funny.
It was funny? What was your favorite part?
The part when she said to play classical music and she played the rock song.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Do you want to watch another one?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we were watching the babysitter one.
Yeah, I caught that. I remember filming that because I was afraid my speaker was going to bust.
Yeah.
So I played
really?
It.
Really? That's funny. Of all the videos I've seen from like season one, I think that's probably my favorite one.
The babysitting one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I think then we played the bear one next, I think. I forget. Play number three, Seth.
Okay, what's your first impression of the one with the bear?
My first impression is it's funny because he sprayed her in the eyes with pepper spray.
Yeah. Has your brother ever sprayed you in the eye with pepper spray?
Nope.
What would you do if he did?
I'd probably punch him in the face.
Really?
Probably.
That's funny. Okay.
You didn't punch your brother in the face?
No.
That wouldn't work out so good.
No.
Yeah, so I think she really liked that episode. She really did. Okay, next clip.
Kara, what is your least favorite thing in the world?
My least favorite thing in the world. I don't like it when my brother keeps annoying me.
Okay. What's something you really, really like?
I really, really like ice cream.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, yeah, where 1 is your brother annoying you
and 10 is getting ice cream all the time, how much did you like that video?
10.
Really? Yeah. You're saying that video was as good as watching or getting ice cream all the time?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. You must really like it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I think she really liked it.
Aw, that was nice.
So after that, we showed her Dude Perfect videos. Are you familiar with Dude Perfect?
No, I don't think I am.
It's these guys down in Dallas who basically just do trick shots just full time, and they film it. They do
them. I saw something on them on TV about they were getting their building renovated or something.
Yeah, they have this humongous warehouse. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously, Dude Perfect is awesome. And they're just really great guys. So yeah, there's Ding. Go watch Dude Perfect. Anyway, so then I showed her those and she really liked those. But then she said this. Next clip, Seth.
Okay, so Kara, who's better? Cecilia Bedelia or Dude Perfect?
I think they're both good.
As good as each other?
Yeah.
So Cecilia Bedelia is just as good as Dude Perfect?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Can I ask you a question, Cecilia?
Yeah.
Are you making millions of dollars on your YouTube account?
No.
Oh.
Do you have a warehouse you're renovating?
No, I do not have a warehouse.
Well, Kara at least thinks you're good.
You should be at least.
Have a warehouse.
I think she liked your cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Dude Perfect had cats, maybe. But
and maybe a girl.
Yeah, that's true. All the Dude Perfect guys are guys. So. Yeah. Yep. So that was fun with Kara. I think there's one more clip. There's two more clips? How is there two more? Okay. Play the next one.
Okay, Kara. What did you get your cat for Christmas?
I've got my cat a toy for Christmas once.
What kind of toy?
It was like a little cat toy. It was kind of like a little ball with feathers on it.
Did she like it?
Yeah. She threw it up in the air, and caught it and stuff. Kind of like what she does whenever she catches a lizard.
When she catches a lizard? She throws it up in the air?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
really
interesting.
Funny.
Okay.
I guess her parents never told her not to play with her food.
Cecilia, does your cat ever catch lizards?
No, my cats have never seen the outside.
They've never caught anything?
Your cats have never gotten off the couch.
They are very Garfield-like, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'm winning them over.
The striped one, Lucy, well, I guess she did live outside before we got her, so one time I saw her eating a rabbit in our shed.
Eating a rabbit?
Yeah, because
wow,
that's
carnivorous.
She showed up at our house one day, and we took her in like 2 weeks after that, after she wouldn't leave.
Cats.
But yeah, she was eating a rabbit one day, and that was really weird.
Yeah. All right, Seth, play the last clip.
Okay, if you had one piece of advice to give to Cecilia in the videos, what would it be?
Maybe do some more pepper spray videos.
Okay, Cecilia, you heard it. Make more pepper spray videos.
More
thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
I
Kara.
Got it.
You're welcome.
You heard it. More slapstick. More more slapstick. More pepper sprayed in the face. We liked it when you got pepper sprayed in the face.
Like it when I get hurt. Okay, I got it.
If that, anyway, that's what Kara likes, and she may be your biggest fan right now. So.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So there you go. That was the segment of the show. What do we call it?
Kara's Adventures on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd ever watched YouTube before, so. Hope
great.
I hope her mom and dad aren't like, you showed her YouTube. No, yeah. Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Hi, I'm Floyd for Angry Sibling Pepper Spray. Are you hearing ads like these all the time? Well, if you're a regular listener to Hardwick Sound, don't miss out on your opportunity to get Hardwick Sound Premium. For only $10 a month, Premium subscribers get unlimited skipping while Seth is talking, parental control to filter out unwanted cat-related material, access to closed captioning, and best of all, the option to stream your favorite advertisements on demand. Just listen to this satisfied Hardwick Sound premium subscriber.
I don't know.
Go to hardwickpodcast.com and enter promo code BALDBIGFOOT for 20% off a free trial. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
So before we move into our final segment of the show, I want to maybe play a game with y'all. What do y'all think about that?
I like games.
Sure. I like games.
I like winning.
Noah likes games if he wins. All right. So I was thinking, you know, your handle, Cecilia Bedelia, it's almost a rhyme.
Yeah.
So we've played a rhyme game on this podcast before that I kind
of
liked.
And we discovered none of us know how to rhyme.
And it turns out these guys don't know how to rhyme. So here's your opportunity to really best my brothers.
Uh-oh, okay.
This is a bad idea.
So here's how the game works. I give you two words that correspond with two rhyming words, okay? Let me see if I can explain this. Okay, here's your example. If I gave you the clue, chubby feline, the answer would be fat cat.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm going to do terrible.
Does anybody? That was the easy one, by the way. That was just the example one that Kara was...
I think I've lost this game before.
That is the one that Kara was able to get, guys. She got that. Okay? If you guys... Okay, no joke. I have no idea if anybody's going to get any of these. Maybe they're too easy. Maybe they're too hard. I don't know. We'll just give it a try and see what happens. Everybody ready?
Yep.
No.
Okay. Clue number one, Vulcan timepiece.
Hawk watch? No.
Spock watch.
No, that doesn't rhyme. Think out loud so we can hear you.
Spock clock?
Spock clock is right. Ding, 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 ding. Cecilia with 1 point.
Wait, what was the answer?
Spock clock.
Okay, Vulcan.
Vulcan timepiece. All right, good job. Number two, sofa grumbler. Sofa grumbler.
Couch grouch?
Couch grouch is correct. Seth with 1 point. Ding, 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 ding. I'm not sure. Cecilia might have said something. I don't know.
I said it, but it's okay.
I don't know who said it first. We'll listen back in the... when I edit it.
We're going to leave that one up to Chad.
Yeah, Chad, let us know. All right, number three, Chewbacca confection.
Wookie cookie.
Wookie cookie. Ding, 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 ding. Seth was quick on that one.
Well, there's not many things that rhyme with Wookiee.
And there aren't any words that correspond to Chewbacca, I guess. So, nicely done. All right. It's getting more hard from here.
More harder?
No, are you playing?
Yeah.
Are you sure? All right.
Next. I'm multitasking.
Okay.
I'm kind of.
Ready? Bunny addiction.
Rabbit habit?
Ding, 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 ding. Cecilia, 2. Seth, 2. Noah, 0.
No, you're not very good at this.
Oh, well, it was kind of expected.
All right, next. Reptile storm.
Lizard tornado.
Lizard blizzard.
That's it, Noah with a point. Ding, ding. All right, 2-2-1. Next one. Deputy Blade. This may be the hardest one. Deputy Blade.
Police sheriff.
I might have to give you a hint. Deputy Blade.
Fife knife?
That's it.
Oh.
Tied up score. 2-2-2. Fife knife, like Barney Fife. Everybody get it?
Oh,
Andy
I get it
Griffith.
Now.
Yeah.
All right. These last two are also pretty darn hard. Pasta monster. Pasta monster.
Noodle? Something noodles. Trying to think of a monster.
Noodle poodle.
That's not it, but that's not a bad answer. Poodle monster. Yeah. it rhymed. Good job. But no, that's not what I was going for. Any other guesses?
King Kong.
All right, I'll give you one of the words. The first word is spaghetti.
Oh, spaghetti. Monster. Rhymes with spaghetti.
5 seconds.
Spaghetti Betty?
Spaghetti no. Yeti.
Yeti, that's it. Ding, ding, ding. Just beat the buzzer. All right.
Chad, I want to know if that was over 5 seconds.
All right. 2-2-3. Last one. This one is pretty hard. Clean superhero.
Captain America.
No.
I was thinking Mr. Clean, but okay.
No.
I was thinking that
those
too.
Don't rhyme at all. Clean superhero for the win.
I got nothing.
Yeah. All right.
Splat man.
The first word is tidy. Five seconds.
Tidy mighty.
Tidy whitey.
That's the most, yeah, that superhero. Nope. Going once. Going twice. If you don't guess, Cecilia wins.
Bitey.
Nope. The answer is Tidy Spidey.
Spidey, Tidy. Those don't exactly rhyme.
Yes, they do. They're perfect rhymes. T-I-D-Y-S-B-I-D-Y.
That's not how we say it in the South. They're not rhyming.
Tidy Spidey. It works for me. All right, Cecilia, you're the winner.
Oh, wow. I didn't
ding,
expect
ding, 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 ding. Expect to receive a prize from us. No, actually not. Sorry. But yeah, thanks for playing, everybody. That worked better than I thought it would, actually.
I have one thing to say.
Okay.
Our mom, Ms. Carla, she was watching, and she actually commented it and got it right.
Oh, all right. So the final score, 3-2-2-1. Not bad. Yep. Not bad at all. All right, everybody. So let's start moving into our final section of the show. We like to call sound advice, which is the part where we tell all of our listeners some sort of useful life advice that we feel we need to share. So who wants to go first? Noah?
I don't.
Cecilia?
Come on, guys. This is the one segment of the show where you guys get to make up something.
Control Z.
Hey, you know, that is a great, that's great advice. People don't know that.
Control Z.
Explain what you mean, Noah.
Well, if you hit Control Z, it'll undo whatever you just did.
On your computer.
Oh, wow.
Not like in your life. Like,
oh.
Well, like, if your life has a keyboard, it might work.
If you got a speeding ticket, you can't push Control Z and it just unhappens. That would be pretty cool, though. But yeah, that is an incredibly useful shortcut command.
Control X.
Oh, really? That's a slightly less useful, but still very useful. Because you can always right-click and get cut. That's what Control X does.
You can right-click and hit undo.
Okay. Cecilia, what is some life advice that you live by?
If you don't have Wi-Fi and, like, you press Control Spacebar, a little dinosaur game comes up.
Oh,
that
yeah!
is true!
I know what you're talking about.
High score. What's your high score?
It was in the 500s. I'm not very good.
I've gotten up.
I got up to
over 1,000, 1,400.
Hold on.
I have
a screenshot of what I got.
See, I didn't know that the screen turns black and inverts the colors until a while back.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, that'll really throw you off. Yep. And those birds, the birds will get you.
Oh, yeah. I always lose when the birds come.
My high score is 1,663.
That's incredible.
That was a long time without Wi-Fi.
Yeah. It's a great game when, like, you're in the car and there's no cell. So, yeah. Hey, thanks for bringing that up. All right, everybody. All right.
What's your advice, Caleb?
My advice is when you can't get Josh Taylor on your podcast because he won't return your emails anymore, get the next best thing. Get somebody else from the inner circle. Yeah, that's kind of what happened. I emailed Josh and he was like, yeah, I'll be on your podcast. And then we never heard from him again. So
bring that up in your next inner circle meeting.
Yeah, the inner circle meetings.
So should we have those at least twice a week?
I assume an inner circle meeting, like y'all draw out a pentagram, put candles
on
the ground.
No, it's a circle, Caleb.
Inside the circle, you draw a pentagram and put candles out, and you repeat some sort of chant about, I don't
Patreon.
know.
Patreon.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, don't forget Audible and Lumerit or whatever. Yeah. Well, Cecilia, thank you a bunch for hanging out with us during this podcast.
Oh, no, thank you. This has been really, really fun.
Oh, I hope so.
Sure.
I hope so. Everybody, go check out her content online. Maybe you'll find something you like. It's YouTube. How would you do? Just search Cecilia Bedelia?
Yeah, I'll come up probably.
I will probably. You'll do what? Oh, you'll come up in the search bar. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. And we'll put a link to it on the website so everybody can find it that way. Anything you want to plug, Cecilia?
No, I guess that's just it. Yeah. No. My YouTube channel. Hooray.
Do you have any other projects?
No, really. It's just that in college.
And in about 5 years, you can probably take your cat to her for a vet.
That's right. Cecilia Bedelia Veterinary Clinic. Except if you call this Cecilia Bedelia Veterinary Clinic, that would be great.
I expect to see that be your name when you become a vet.
I hope it gets its own reality TV show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
New Animal Planet show.
You could have, your YouTube channel, because everything will be YouTube by then. And it'll be Cecilia's Vet Clinic. Seth, what's going on over there?
So our lovely mother, Ms. Carla, has some sound advice for us.
All right. So Mrs. Carla, who wasn't on this podcast and yet somehow found her way to get into the episode, what's her advice?
To stop talking so we can go get ice cream.
Oh, that is great advice.
That is great advice.
How many more episodes end with that advice?
Moms have great advice. It's like a tradition now to end every episode with like us saying, let's go get ice cream.
And most of the time once. We do.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yep.
Hopefully this will be 30.
Twice counts as most of the time, despite the fact that we have how many episodes?
This is number 33.
Number 33. Cecilia, you have, I checked, I think it was 123 videos?
Yeah, it sounds right.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not bragging, but yeah, you know.
Like I've made that many.
You've been doing it for a while, so yeah. All right, anything, any final closing comments, guys, lady?
Well, don't be stupid. Let's go get ice cream.
All right, everybody.
Stay safe.
Wait, Cecilia.
I think it's redundant.
Hang on. So you may have figured this out. We end every episode with this piece of life advice. Say it with me, everybody.
Stay safe
and don't be stupid. All right, everybody. I'm Caleb signing off.
I'm Seth saying adios.
Hi, I'm Noah.
And?
Next week?
Next week? Next week, what?
Maybe we'll be back.
Maybe we won't.
If our show doesn't get canceled.
All right, Cecilia.
Goodbye.
Yep, everybody, thanks for listening. Have a great week.
So long, everybody.
See you later, everybody. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again next week. Peace out.
Bye.
Cats.